أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. So we're going to continue looking at exile corner or naughty corner, as I call it. And today we will look at a surah, which is surah number 102, and it's Surah At-Takathur,
often translated as the plentiful or the multiplication of wealth or vying for more. The verb denotes the reciprocity of action and competition. For example, takabur indicates competing with each other to display one's superiority. Likewise, takathur signifies the existence of a spirit of rivalry amongst people who are striving to make something abundant. So the ultimate goal is to acquire more of what brings one pleasure and can include anything that can be multiplied and used to display power and prestige, regardless of the merit of one's actions. Now, we've divided the surah into three sections, and the first section actually holds the focus of the surah, which is the simple fact that abundance, or the vying for and the rivalry for abundance, which is wealth and power, distracts the human being from reaching his full potential. And the wake-up call is death. So let's look at the first section, which is ayah 1 to 3. And Allah begins by saying, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. Abundance diverts you, or your wanting and rivalry for abundance distracts you. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Until you come to the graves. Now, the specific reference of this verse was to a time when the number of the Prophet's followers were being counted by his enemies in Makkah, that means the Quraysh. They would continually congratulate themselves on outnumbering the Muslims. But in calculating their strength in numbers, they would also count their dead. Each family wanted to appear more powerful than the others. And to do this, its members would go to the cemeteries and count their dead so as to be able to claim that there were more of them. But let's look at each word. The word alha comes from lahaw, which is engaging in frivolous activities devoid of any purpose. In essence, entertainment that distracts from reality. The word takathur comes from kathara, which is plenty. And there are three possible explanations. The desire of having a lot distracts you. Competing on getting a lot, in other words, keeping up with the Joneses maybe, distracts you. Or taking pride in having more distracts you. And the two greatest things is mal and aulad, wealth and children. We never hear of animals that own multiple dwellings and forbid other animals to approach them. Yet human beings do such things. And thus the need for a human being to establish a goal as a priority. And the best of goals, like Quran says, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Every existence has a direction, a goal towards which it turns. O you who read the Quran, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Seek the best of goals. So with that in mind, let's look at the second ayah, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Until you reach the graves. Sometimes the takathur force is so all-consuming and it's so powerful that only death can conquer it. Let's look at it in another way. Ziyara is to meet someone. Maqabir with the meme alludes to a place. So we could paraphrase it and say, until you come to greet the graves. So paraphrasing it, to those who used to go to the graveyard to show off the number of their dead, Allah is saying, you used to go to the graveyard to show off. Even there you were distracted away from reality rather than be reminded of death. And then the three stages of knowledge in the next section. And here Allah says, كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, you will soon come to know. Or in other words, no indeed, it is not as if this lifestyle is without danger and soon you will come to know its consequences. And then in ayah 4, ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. But nay, you will soon come to know. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَكِينَ. Surely, if you only knew with the knowledge of certainty, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ. You would most certainly see the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَكِينَ. Then you would certainly see it with the eye of certainty. So paraphrasing it, this delusion will not last. There will be a time when there's no distractions, when you are buried. Your death is very close. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, people are sleeping. When they die, they wake up. Let's first look at the word yaqeen. Yaqeen is more than knowing. It is like a solid, unflinching conviction, greater than belief. It's not debatable. It brings about peace in the soul. It's a done deal. So the first stage of knowledge is ilm al-yaqeen. And this is information based on sciences, which gives one a relative understanding of the world. So if I were to see smoke, then I conclude that there must be a fire based on this knowledge. Then there's aynul yaqeen, a knowledge which is verified with one's own eyes. If I actually saw the fire and the smoke, then the conviction is based on knowledge and sight. Finally, there is haqqul yaqeen. If I were to touch the fire and feel it and got burnt, then not only do I know about it, not only have I seen it, but I have felt it as well.
When the Quran says, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ, you will see the flames, you will definitely see it. And then when he says, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ, at that point you will see it, and that's what you wanted. You wanted an eye of conviction. And finally he says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, then you will definitely be asked on that day about the blessings, about the na'im, which comes from ni'mah. So in essence, the takathur distracts us. Unlike kawthar, which denotes positive abundance, the takathur denotes negative abundance, that which causes arrogance and perceived independence from the Creator. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to understand that abundance distracts us from reaching our full potential, and to remember death and know that we will be accountable for absolutely everything. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.